This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Check out the website at your discretion, OutkastRadio.net. OutkastRadio.net. And when you go there, you will find the following headlines which have just been updated. Highway police to take control of all police operations in Ferguson. U.S. unemployment claims rise to a six-week high of 311,000. Protests held in 100 cities against Brown killing in Ferguson. 14 reasons why the U.S. economy's bubble of false prosperity may be about to burst. Police chief rips Obama for Ferguson remarks. Pentagon weaponry in St. Louis County, undated column. Robin Williams had early stages of Parkinson's disease, according to his wife. Immigrant children swarm Atlanta Area School Registration Center. That's about immigration. Protesters clash for another night in Ferguson. And reporters arrested in Ferguson. And that's where we begin today with Representative John Lewis, who is calling for martial law.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis joins me now from Atlanta. Congressman, thank you very much. We are seeing scenes in Ferguson, Missouri that I haven't seen in 50 years. Tell me your reaction to the way the police there have handled the situation and the local officials.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It is very sad and unbelievable. It's unreal to see what the police is doing there. First of all, Ferguson, Missouri is part of the United States of America. People have a right to protest. They have a right to dissent. They have a right to march in an orderly, peaceful, nonviolent fashion. And the press has a right to cover it. Ferguson, Missouri is not the Congo. It is not China. It is not Russia. We can do better. And it takes me back to the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. And to have a city that a majority African-American and only three African-American on the police force. Or to have local police officers referring to the protesters as animals. Or to have people dressed in military garments and pointing rifles directly at the protesters. That is only going to excite people. So my own feeling is right now is that President Obama should use the authority of his office to declare martial law, federalize the Missouri National Guard to protect people as they protest. And people should come together, reasonable elected officials,
Man, that guy's boring. Imagine that guy when he gets home. So how was your TV appearance? It was good. Maybe we should hook him up with Phyllis Schlafly. Man, I got an email before I came on the show. Guy was ranting. And he was actually saying, hey, at least Clint Richardson, he's not playing it. And Dan said, well, that was a mistake. It appears it wasn't a mistake.
I'm Phyllis Schlafly. You young people in your beepers and your faxes think you're better than me without your pencils.
Anyway, getting back to the issue of the day, calling for martial law. Let me see if I got this straight. You want martial law because they're protesting and the military force. Yes, it is military. You're right, young man. But to declare martial law, how about just having the police do their job instead of bringing in the military? Unbelievable.
Officials, community leaders, and address what is happening there. If we fail to act, the fires of frustration and discontent will continue to burn, not only in federal Missouri, but all across America.
All righty then. So he wants martial law. What does the president have to say about that? Here's Obama.
I want to address something that's been in the news over the last couple of days, and that's the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. I know that many Americans have been deeply disturbed by the images we've seen in the heartland of our country as police have clashed with people protesting. Today, I'd like us all to take a step back and think about how we're going to be moving forward. This morning, I received a thorough update on the situation from Attorney General Eric Holder, who's been following it and been in communication with his team. I've already tasked the Department of Justice and the FBI to independently investigate the death of Michael Brown, along with local officials on the ground. The Department of Justice is also consulting with local authorities about ways that they can maintain public safety.
And now we must get back to golfing.
Without restricting the right of peaceful protest and while avoiding unnecessary escalation. I made clear to the Attorney General that we should do what is necessary to help determine exactly what happened and to see that justice is done. I also just spoke with Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri. I expressed my concern over the violent turn that events have taken on the ground and underscored that now's the time for all of us to reflect on what's happened and to find a way to come together going forward.
One part of the story that disturbs me the most is the military presence. We've had this before. We had it in Sanford, Florida with Trayvon Martin, and this is a repeat of that. Apparently a white policeman shooting a black man, a black kid, who was surrendering. We don't know the truth, but yeah, they do shoot black people. Absolutely. We don't know, but we do know this. That isn't the police. They may say it's the police, but when you give the police military weapons, you're no longer the police. And the latest is the Highway Patrol is going to take over all police operations in Ferguson. And what about this story? Pentagon weaponry in St. Louis County. St. Louis County law enforcement agencies received 12 5.56 millimeter rifles and six 45 caliber pistols from the Department of Defense. The Pentagon allows information on tactical equipment to be released only at the county level, so which police departments in the county receive the weaponry is not available. The Pentagon might not have boots on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri, where the 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot by police on Saturday, but it does have the wheels on the street, and that's my point. Michelle McCaskill, media relations chief with the Defense Logistics Agency, confirms that the Ferguson Police Department is, in fact, part of a federal program called 1033 that distributes hundreds of millions of dollars of surplus military equipment to civilian police forces across the United States. So if you give a police force military equipment, it's not a police force anymore, in my opinion. The materials range from small items such as pistols and automatic rifles to heavy armored vehicles that were used in Afghanistan and Iraq. So essentially, your tax dollars, which went down the toilet in Afghanistan and Iraq are being brought back here to eventually be used against you should you rise up. There you go. That's it in a nutshell. In 2013 alone, $449 million worth of property was transferred from the military to law enforcement. According to McCaskill, the most recent transfer of military equipment from the Department of Defense to Small Ferguson, that is the small town of Ferguson, was back in November. So what's happening is they're getting military equipment but still calling themselves the police. And in addition, going after the reporters. More coming up. This is Outkast Radio.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF. P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Phyllis Schlafly, and when I'm not yelling at young people, I listen to Outkast Radio with OCD. He puts the bee in my bonnet. I remember back a long time ago when I was dating Abraham Lincoln, and I said, "Abe, do you really want to go to that theater? I've got a bad feeling." And Abe said, "Oh, come on. I've taken a shot at you in the balcony."
I'm sorry, I just can't be too serious. It's the same old, same old. Ferguson, Sanford, and Son. It's always the same old thing. If you go to the website, you'll see that I've got a blog from Rand Paul. We must demilitarize the police. And I don't always agree with Rand Paul. I'm more in line with his dad, Ron. But he's right. That's exactly what's happening right now. So your question of the night, do you think the police are in fact being militarized? And if you don't, why don't you? Can't you see what's happening? The difference between Sanford and what's going on in Ferguson is that now the police are militarized. And it didn't take very long. When you go to the website, you can also catch the podcast, the show I did this morning from 11 to 1. If you didn't know, I'm on twice a day. It's a good thing I'm not married. I wouldn't be for long. And you can find all of that at OutcastRadio.net. Got one more clip I want to play for you. This is the FBI warning about the new Black Panthers.
Well, let me tell you what's going on right now. We are at the same church that the Reverend Al Sharpton was last night, the Greater St. Mark Family Church. You can see these gentlemen going in. They're members of the clergy. Clergy members from the area are meeting here, and I'm told with young people, they see more clergy going in than young people. They want to get everybody, I guess, on the same page of peacefulness up here, and that's what they plan to do. So last night, the Reverend Sharpton was here. This afternoon, more clergy meeting trying to bring peace to Ferguson and see how they're going to handle the situation as it progresses. Now, let me get to the officer-involved shooting last night, the second one in this area in less than a week. It was not in Ferguson. It was in an unincorporated St. Louis County, but not very far from Ferguson at all. This morning I learned that the suspect in this case who was shot is still alive. Happened around 1 this morning. Now, county police say four men in ski masks with shotguns approached a crowd of people at Sheffingdale Court in Chambers Road. When police arrived on the scene, they heard shots being fired. About 30 people scattered. Police say one of the officers chased after a man who then turned and pointed a gun at police. The officer fired at the man, and it was a county police officer, we understand. The suspect was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. No word of, well, we do now know that he's still alive, but we don't have a condition. The officer is okay, and a handgun was recovered, and St. Louis County Police are handling that investigation. About a half hour before that, we're told another shooting occurred. This one in Ferguson, 13100 block of Highmount. This is a drive-by shooting. A woman was shot, 4 to 5 men in a white sedan fired. She is expected to survive, even though she was hit in the head, apparently not badly. And last night, once tear gas on demonstrators, after one crowd dispersed, another crowd returned to protest. Police deployed the tear gas to get them to leave the area. No word yet on arrest or entries from that scene. Now, I want to give you some other information that I've been learning this morning. The chief of police in Ferguson, Tom Jackson, tells me he's very concerned that with the second police shooting in less than a week, this is only going to spur more violence. So they're reacting, and he says they're already geared up. There's not much more they can do, but they're doing their best to be prepared. Also, he told me that there may be a peace march this afternoon at 4 p.m. This is all maybe at this point. It's not locked in stone. And it would be the police chief, and I assume other police officers, marching with many of the clergy in the area down the street trying to bring peace back to this community. But he says with his second officer shooting, that may be canceled today because they're worried about more violence, and that may be put on hold. So that is the way things stand right now here in Ferguson, reporting live. Wait, forgot one other thing. I've been reporting it all morning, and I want to get back to that. This document from the FBI that says the new Black Panther Party member is here in the Ferguson area advocating violence against law enforcement officers. This was mailed to us anonymously. The FBI called me a short while ago, and they tell me, yes, this is legitimate. This is going on. They are looking at this. Another reason for officers to be careful out there. Reporting live here in Ferguson, I'm Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
All righty then. So you've got the Reverend Al Sharpton showing up and leaving yesterday, setting the table for the new Black Panther. Better than the old Black Panther, new and improved. So you have the new Black Panthers on one side. You have the militarized police department, mostly white, on the other. You have an impoverished area. A couple people have been shot. You have a generational entitlement mentality with some of the population, helping to instill that our government. But again, people have to be responsible for their own actions. If you're throwing bricks through windows, that's your problem. And now it becomes our problem. So, it's playing out the same as the Trayvon Martin situation, but this one is different only because the police are being militarized. And that is a concern for everybody. Plus the fact that it was last night that a couple of photographers and videographers for a television station were tear gassed. They lobbed some tear gas at them because they were filming the police. So it seems that the mainstream media may be turning on the police, which is really odd because I even posted an article today on my website, outcastradio.net, from USA Today. I don't think I've ever posted an article ever from USA Today. And it was talking about the police being militarized. And again, you'll find that blog from Rand Paul, "We Must Demilitarize the Police." So that's the wild card in all of this, because I could see this really getting out of control quickly and spreading to St. Louis. That would be the first stop. And if you've got to start shutting down a major city, and you've got a black congressman, Representative John Lewis, calling for martial law already, what would happen if this did spread to St. Louis? Time will tell. Another story I want to hit on is Robin Williams had early stages of Parkinson's, according to his wife. Susan Schneider, the wife of Robin Williams, had disclosed that her late husband had the early stages of Parkinson's disease at the time of his death this week. Williams, 63, died of a suspected suicide at his Tiburon, California home on August 11th, local authorities said. The full statement read, "Robin spent so much of his life helping others, whether he was entertaining millions on stage, film, or television, our troops on the front lines are comforting a sick child. Robin wanted to make us laugh and to feel less afraid. Since his passing, all of us who have loved Robin have found some solace in the tremendous outpouring of attention and admiration for him by the millions of people whose lives he has touched. His greatest legacy, besides his three children, is the joy and happiness he offered others, particularly those fighting personal battles. Robin's sobriety was intact, and he was brave as he struggled with his own battles of depression, anxiety, as well as the early stages of Parkinson's disease, which he had not yet shared publicly. It is our hope in the wake of Robin's tragic passing that others will find strength they seek and the care and support they need to treat whatever battles they are facing so they may feel less afraid." When you think of all that he was dealing with, and I brought you the statistics last night that about 43,000 Americans per year commit suicide, and of those, 28,000 are male Caucasians. So the male Caucasians makes up the majority of those that commit suicide, and the age group, pretty much 55 to 65, because this is when white guys take a look at their life, evaluate, and if they don't like what they see, they go into depression. Couple that with health and financial issues, maybe this contributed to what Robin eventually did to himself. This is Outcast Radio.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. All right, we're going to open up the phones, 800-313-9443. What say you? Is that what Bill O'Reilly says? What say you? Controlling the narrative. Ferguson police targets journalists. Journalists reporting on the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, were in the crosshairs of the police last night with violence and intimidation directed at many prominent journalists. Wesley Lowry of the Washington Post and Ryan J. Riley of the Huffington Post made headlines, both being confronted, assaulted, and arrested.
And it seems it's not only the residents of Ferguson who are under attack, it's journalists as well. Two reporters covering the unrest in the city were arrested and physically assaulted by police last night. Those journalists were Ryan Riley of the Huffington Post and Wesley Lowry of the Washington Post. The two reporters had been working in a McDonald's not too far from the scene of the incident when a SWAT team stormed into the restaurant and demanded that everyone immediately evacuate. Soon after, the two journalists began recording the police activity. And here's a look at some of that footage.
Let's go.
I'm working on it.
Stop videotaping. Let's grab our stuff and go.
Right to videotape you, sir.
Hurry up. Let's go.
I want a Big Mac or something.
Let's go.
I want a Big Mac.
Be working.
Yeah, yeah, fries.
Please do not tell me not to use my
time to go. Let's go.
Please not leave a gun.
We're down about 45 seconds. Let's go.
45 seconds. Buy your crap and get out.
right to the word. You have about 30.
Now, is the street... Can I ask
let's go.
Let's go. Come on, man. Get out.
Close. Can I move my car?
You can move your car.
Just to give you an idea, this guy who's trying to get these reporters out of the McDonald's, and why would anybody go to McDonald's? He does not look like a policeman. He looks like he's in Fallujah. This guy is in full combat gear. Can anybody say posse comitatus?
Your car's out here. Let's go.
It is. That's what I was asking. You didn't have time to answer it?
Let's go. Let's go.
That's when the journalists were told to stop the proceedings and leave right away. And when they didn't, the officer shoved Lowry into a soda machine and slammed Riley's head against glass just before taking them into custody. Upon being released, Riley had a scuffle with the officers as he tried to find out who arrested him and why. Take a look.
The officers had a lot of things they wanted to say to us as they were detaining us. You're saying, despite all of that, there's not going to be any...
They told us to release you.
What's who did?
Is there... And I would really...
Where's the chief?
Somewhere.
We were told multiple times...
You're going to have to go out that door.
I'm also really going to need the name of the officer. I asked over a dozen times for the officer.
You're going to have to go out that door.
The officers involved in detaining us.
You're walking out that door now.
In a separate incident, a group of reporters from Al Jazeera America were tear gassed as they attempted to film an ongoing protest.
Hey, Dan, I ever tell you about the time I got arrested? You want to hear this? Okay. I'm 20 years old, and you know I went to Los Angeles to become a stand-up comedian. Well, I wasn't very bright back then, not that I am now, but I decided to have my motorcycle shipped out in a crate, flown out to Los Angeles. So it gets there, and I never got the title from the guy who sold me the motorcycle. And so I'm driving around Inglewood on the motorcycle without a title or registration. Now, if you don't know Los Angeles that well, Inglewood is the hood. It's where all the brothers hang out. It's West Side. It's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, all of that. And so I'm cruising around Inglewood, and a police car comes behind me, pulls me over, and wants to know why I don't have a plate or registration. And then I told him the story I just told you. And then he immediately arrested me and threw me in jail. And I was in there for about 3 hours. I did some hard time, you know. When I was locked up, I had a rep. I had street cred. So they threw me in the jail, and there's 20 guys in the cell. 19 out of the 20 guys in the cell are black, and there's one white guy. And as soon as they threw me in the cell, the white guy comes up to me and says, "I'm so glad you're here." And so about 3 hours later, my wife came down and bailed me out. Yeah, 3 hours, man. I did some hard, hard time. I got a couple tats while I was in there, too. Oh, back to the story.
After the journalists were driven away by the gas, police then moved over to Al Jazeera America's equipment and began tearing it down, pointing those cameras toward the ground. To talk about what some people are calling an assault on journalism, I was joined earlier by Georgetown University professor Chris Chambers, and I first asked him if he thinks these incidents could have been a misunderstanding.
I can't see how it could be a misunderstanding. First of all, this is oppression 101. If you want to control the narrative, you control, first of all, the people, the protesters on the ground, and then you control the people who are recording what the protesters on the ground are doing. Just as you, you control, say, eyewitnesses who might have camera phones, et cetera, who are there at the point of contact between the officer and young Mr. Brown, who was apparently shot with his hands up, according to all of the witnesses. So they've seized camera phones to that effect. So you want to control the information, you want to control the narrative. This is a good way to do it. And what we've seen here are journalists being, basically, you can control the time, place, and manner of access to the press.
You know, the problem here is that when you're having a war in Iraq or Afghanistan, you can control the narrative because you're 9,000 miles away from the United States. They can put together a montage of anything they want and create a reality and present it to you and show you that, yeah, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys, give us some more money for the military-industrial complex. You can't do that here in the United States because it's here in the United States, and we're here, and we're seeing what's going on. And what I'm seeing going on are policemen that are only policemen in name, but are in fact dressed in military fatigues, military equipment. This is the direct violation of posse comitatus. I don't care what they say. This is a military incursion. This is not the police department. And that's what's going on right now. All of this military equipment that ISIS isn't stealing is coming back to the United States and is being given to the police departments around the United States because they're going to be the front line should this thing really blow up and riots break out all over the United States. That's the plan. Why do you think Homeland Security has been buying all these bullets for so long? They know it's coming. They know that an economic crisis is going to arrive, and when it does, one of the first things that's going to happen is that EBT card is not going to work, and people are going to start throwing bricks. It happened a year ago in Louisiana. The EBT system went down, and within an hour, Walmart was ransacked. And that's exactly what's going to happen again. And mind you, coming up in September and October of this year, which is, what, 4 or 5 weeks away, 3.8 million people are going to be kicked off their EBT cards. Right now, about 52 million Americans have an EBT card. When 3.8 million Americans go to Walmart and that card doesn't work anymore, you're going to see rioting at some point. What else would you see if someone can't get any food and their EBT card doesn't work? All an EBT card is a modern-day version, a digital soup line. The reason we don't see soup lines today is because everything is electronic. 98% of all transactions that are conducted in this nation are now done digitally. Hardly anybody carries any cash with them anymore. Everybody uses a card, whether you go to fill up your car with gas or the grocery store. Whatever you buy, it is bought with a debit or a credit card. And so eventually we're going to segue into smart cards. And they're first going to be given to all the immigrants to keep track of them. And then those cards are going to be lost and stolen. And then they're going to be given injecting biometric chips into the illegal aliens who will then be legal. It's a system. It's a process. You start off by chipping the dogs and cats because a dog or a cat doesn't know. They don't have any resistance. You then chip Alzheimer's patients because they don't know. And then you begin chipping the military because otherwise, well, they don't really have the rights that we have, even though they're protecting us. And then eventually you move into the illegal immigrants who will be just happy to be citizens. Sure, chip us. And then the Americans, envy, chip envy will kick in, and they'll want to be chipped. This is all planned. They knew this was going to happen. Not this particular outbreak in Ferguson, Missouri. This is just a microcosm of what's going to happen all around America, I believe, in the near future. Because I don't believe the dollar has a lot of life in it. I would even suspect it's on life support right now. I had another article I didn't get a chance to publish at the website, outcastradio.net, that talks about Vladimir Putin today talking about the fact that the petrodollar is history and that we need to continue settling our debts in the ruble. And he's going to do it. Putin is going to do it. You know, the one difference between Putin and Obama is that Putin is a nationalist. And that's really what we need in this country right now. And that's the reason Putin was kicked out of the G8 and it became the G7. Because Putin is a nationalist. He believes in keeping that country pure by keeping the language and the border and the culture, which is what Savage always talks about on his show. Your thoughts coming up at 800-313-9443, and the website is outcastradio.net.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Outcast Radio. You can check out the website when you feel like it. It's outcastradio.net. You'll also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Heading over to the website, 14 reasons why the U.S. economy bubble of false prosperity may be about to burst. Number one, the U.S. junk market just experienced a Six Sigma event earlier this month. In other words, it is an event that only is supposed to have a 1 in 500 million chance of happening. Billions of dollars are being pulled out of junk bonds right now, and that has some analysts wondering if a financial crash is right around the corner. Two, last time we saw a junk bond rout of this magnitude was back in 2008. Three, retail sales have missed expectations for 3 months in a row, and we just had the worst reading since January. Four, things have gotten so bad at Walmart, they are really struggling. Same-store sales at Walmart have declined for 5 quarters in a row. Five, the 4-week moving average for mortgage applications just hit a 14-year low. Six, the tech industry is supposed to be booming, but massive layoffs in the tech industry are actually 68% higher than last year. Seven, according to the Fed, 40% of all households in the United States showing signs of financial stress. Eight, U.S. home ownership has fallen to the lowest level since 1995. Number nine, according to a survey, 76% of all Americans do not have enough money saved to cover 6 months of expenses. 10, rumblings of the stock market correction have become so loud, even the mainstream media is reporting on it. 11, the civil war in Iraq is spinning out of control, and Obama just announced he's going to send 130 troops to the country for humanitarian reasons. 12, as a result of the conflict in the Ukraine, the United States, Canada, and the EU have slapped sanctions on Russia. In return, Russia has slapped sanctions on us. 13, the three-day ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is about to end. Hamas officials are saying they are preparing for a long battle. And 14, the number of Ebola deaths continue to grow at an exponential rate. And if the virus starts spreading inside the United States, it has the potential to pretty much shut down the entire economy. Other news, making news at OutkastRadio.net. Highway police take control of all police operations in Ferguson. The governor of Missouri relieved St. Louis County law officers from policing the ongoing demonstrations in the town of Ferguson, putting Highway Patrol in charge. Speaking to the press today, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon announced today he has directed all state Highway Patrol to provide security to the town, where outages continue to erupt following the officer-involved shooting and killing of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old unarmed teenager, on Saturday. Protests held in 100 cities against the Brown killing. Thousands of protesters have held demonstrations in more than 100 cities across the United States today to honor the memory of the black teenager who was shot by a white policeman in Missouri. The protests have been held in St. Louis in the suburb of Ferguson every night since the 18-year-old Brown was shot multiple times and killed by police on Saturday. Today, massive demonstrations were staged in New York, Washington, Boston, St. Louis, and Philadelphia. Protesters criticized the police for killing the unarmed Brown and called for an end to racial killings. Meanwhile, the security at the city of Ferguson, where the deadly shooting happened, has been handed over to the state police department. That decision has taken... it was decided after a couple nights of violence. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Barack Obama called for peace and calm. So that's where we're at right now. Where did he go? I don't know where he went. Good luck on your show. I'll have to give it a listen. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm just going to the email. I'm all over the road tonight. Yeah, let's pull up Drudge and see what's going on in other headlines. I'll tell you, it's just one of those nights, especially after the afternoon show. It was a bit heated. Unrest in Missouri. Images reveal unfiltered and comfortable truths. Shooting of the black youth comes amid dire social disparities. Battle lines drawn. The French warn travelers to avoid Ferguson. Always the first to surrender, huh? Black Panthers take over a news conference. Tirade against Obama. Hyper-segregated thousands pack Times Square to protest. Hope and change turns to rage. Racism is the biggest problem we have in this country. And I think a lot of blacks are turning on the president because of the attention that the Hispanic community is getting, especially with legal immigration. Rand Paul, we must demilitarize the police. Pentagon weaponry confirmed in St. Louis County. $500 million of military gear given to law enforcement last year. That would include 400 armored vehicles and 500 aircraft. So our tax dollars that went to the military to take care of Iraq and Afghanistan, which failed, are now being brought back here to enforce the law against us. 93,763 new machine guns. Both libertarian and liberal lawmakers share concerns. Other headlines making news. Congressman calls for martial law. NAACP appeals to the UN. Police chief rips Obama. Tea partiers hunted in new ultra-violent video game. Robots cook and serve food in China restaurant. Homeland Security predicts rise of anti-government violence. Well, of course, that's why they're buying all the bullets. FBI terrorism sting goes awry. Other headlines making the news. ISIS, the new Al-Qaeda. Gee, you're a little late to the party on that one. I've been saying that for 2 months. 80% of police officers are overweight. This report by a man by the name of Quimby. Weed on wheels? Los Angeles pot delivery man to the stars. Apparently they are now delivering pot to the stars so they can see the stars. High school lunch photo causes concern among parents. Family outraged school had special needs students dig through trash for recyclables. What a crazy world, man. Oh, and this one, I don't have the headline, but the story today, when I read the headline, I cracked up. Apparently, an airline almost crashed today. The reason, the pilot had a prosthetic arm that fell off. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up. I thought if you were a pilot, you had to have two arms. I didn't know you could be a commercial airline pilot and get away with one. But apparently you can, and this guy's arm fell off. And the plane almost crashed, but everyone's okay. What's that, Danny? Someone should have given him a hand? That is in poor taste. You're fired. White House now scrutinizing requests for ammunition. And the funny thing is I have no authority. Continue. Robocall of Charlie Crist smearing himself with his own words. I have no idea what that means. Feds pay for film festivals showing decapitated heads and promiscuous teens. What? Another headline here. Hillary's horrible summer. Suddenly a liberal outcast. Hey, Hillary's an outcast. Maybe she listens to the show. Tax revenues hit a record through July. $2 trillion pulled in. And yet we continue to run a deficit. Congress hires first openly transgender staffer. Tense Russian military vehicles enter Ukraine as aid convoys fall short of border. And the Pope, he squeezes into a Kia for a South Korean visit. That's a nice. I'm going to go see the Samsung factory. Going to get me a laptop. The Pope in a Kia. North Korea fires three short-range rockets. Short man's complex. McCarthy, impeaching president, is off the table. Chinese celebrities caught in net of drugs crackdown. New England quarterback Tom Brady touts relationship with team. Quote, I've got my hands on their butts probably more than their wives. Nice. Arizona sheriff tells us to release illegals and treat them as any other citizen. Let as many people go as possible. President Obama prepares schools for migrant kids classified as homeless to avoid enrollment requirements. Second wave of 30,000 minors are coming over the border next month. And apparently back here in Texas, Rick Perry, Governor Rick Perry, and the FAA are at odds over requests to fly drones. No kidding. And second group of Amazonian Indians make contact with the outside world. There you go. You're up to date. You want more? Check out the website. It's OutKastRadio.net.